listening to the Chick Chat Podcast with hosts Danielle and Sarah. Let's get to it. Fuck yeah.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Chick Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah. Your other host is sitting right beside me, the lovely Danielle. Danielle, how's it going?
Hello.
Have you picked up that I love saying go and because your last name's Gauguin? And I'm trying to make a rhyme, like a rapper. You know?
Yeah, I caught on to that. It's like, how's it going?
Ah! Oh, God, I'm fucking funny, you know? Sometimes I'm just fucking funny, mate. Anyway, we had a lovely little evening. We met up after work, did a little
workout.
Legree. We did some Pilates, and then we went and got a healthy meal, and now we're sitting here sipping some tea.
Usually
we have wine or beer or
something,
a champs, but we have tea tonight, so hopefully we're just as funny.
I hope we
with our sobriety
energy
for sure. I'm actually like, I think I have the endorphins high of the post workout, so I think we're gonna be good.
Yeah, I feel it. We've got a serotonin boost.
Serotonin.
Serotonin.
Wow.
That was amazing.
I don't even know what to say.
That's okay.
But you know what I'd like you to say? I'd like you to tell me about your week. Tell me what was fab and what was drab. Give it to me, sister.
Well, I mean, I am having a tough week just in terms of like my professional life. Some shit's been going down and I've just been feeling pretty...
Been there.
You know, walking on eggshells lately at the office. So I'm not loving that too much, I can tell you that. So that's kind of shitty, but my...
Sorry to hear that.
Good is that... Wait, what's my good? I had it earlier. Oh, I got my tax return.
Oh, money!
I love money, honey.
Honestly, the whole tax system is very confusion to me, but... As long as I'm getting money, I guess it's fine. Even though you took it away from me already, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Government, you need to put out a...
But I feel like my accountant, who is like my dad's accountant, he didn't actually expense all the things he could have expensed for me. He didn't
go the extra mile.
No, and I'm like kind of pissed because I was talking to someone like, oh, you could expense your
internet. That always happens. I know.
Like, fuck you. And I barely got any money back. So I'm just like, you know what? This is like a farce.
But the past couple years I've had to pay and that was the worst. So this year is the first year I actually got some money back. So I'm like, whatever, I'll take this and thank you, government. Mm-hmm. Although I'm still angry.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Okay. That's my life. You?
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with my fab. And you know how we're fans of Very Cavallari.
Oh.
I am a huge fan, honestly, because I would love to move to Nashville, one. I love Kristen Cavallari because she's kind of like a bitch. And
Goals.
She's a boss bitch now. Yeah. She has a company. It's so cool. I think I want to open a jewelry line. I want to do everything. I want 20,000 jobs.
You have an entrepreneurial spirit.
I really do. I love the show. I think her employees are a little dumb and she just hired me. But anyways.
Like the social media girl, you could have killed that.
She was a social media. Yeah, that girl was just there to get famous and now she quit and is an influencer. So
no, she got fired.
Well, because she wouldn't show up to work because she got famous. Like, do you see her Instagram now?
She's all she
like
cares about
on yachts
herself.
In fucking Spain and shit. I'm like, that's not Uncommon James, honey. That's not the store.
Wow.
Anyway, so do you know Kristen's
Everybody has
bestie,
a price.
Justin Anderson, the hairstylist? He's like her...
The blonde guy?
The blonde hairstylist.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing his name pop up on a bunch. He's like the blonde guy for celebrity hairstylists. He does like...
All the blondes.
All of the blondes. Yeah. He liked my photo on Instagram today.
Oh my God.
I don't even fucking know how. I didn't look up my... It's not even a good photo. It's like a picture of a sign that says, it's not even me. It's not even anything. I didn't tag anything. But he fucking liked my photo.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't understand. I'm like, is this a bot? I don't understand. What's Justin not? Anderson liked your photo. I'm like, what? I don't understand. I have literally
How many
like
likes is it getting?
43.
Okay.
Like, what?
When did he like it?
5 hours ago. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Like, this isn't a very good photo. It's literally a photo of a sign hanging off a building that says, me, at me, 24/7. Are we really doing this, RN? So maybe, I don't understand how he saw it. I don't have any hashtags. Do I don't have a tagging. A bot? Probably.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm into it. Still, I'm going to pretend that it wasn't. And yeah. I think that was amazing. So that is my fab. I'm like, oh my God, I'm that much closer to being on Very Cavallari.
You know, I want to be. Tegan liked one of my pictures.
What?
So I got her cookbook for Easter a couple years back.
And oh, that's amazing.
I was like, oh my God, Easter bunny came
cravings?
This year. Yeah, cravings.
Ugh.
And I tagged goals. Her and she liked the photo and I died.
That, I love that.
Yeah.
See, all you celebs out there, all you got to do is just a little tap tap on the screen. You'll make someone's day.
Seriously.
All you hairstylists, celebs,
double
chefs.
Tap.
Just y'all. Fucking tap tap.
Okay, what's your bad?
Okay, well, my drab is just kind of an overall viewpoint of where I'm at in life. I am on the dating market again.
Oh,
and I am,
yeah.
Well, I will be. I'm looking. I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready, but I am starting to date again. And I downloaded this app that I've been hearing about. It's called Shipt, and it's an app where your friends, your single friends and your friends that are in relationships can download it also, and they can like match you up with people.
AKA me.
Yeah. So of course I made Danielle and I made like my other girlfriend. Well, first my girlfriend Sherry, because every time we see her, she's like, give me your Bumble. I want to play. I'm like, this isn't a fucking game, girl. It's my life.
it's life.
Hard out here in the streets.
It's my life.
This is my husband we're playing for, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's like, I'm like, okay, Sherry, there's this app where you can pick my husband for me. So she's like, give me it right now. So we downloaded it. And then obviously I'm like, okay, well, Danielle needs to do this too. So mm-hmm. you guys can't judge me for my choice in men. I'll blame it on you because it's all half your fault too. You picked him. Anyway, so I downloaded the app, was on it. The options are bleak. And you guys can friggin' testify for that. You can attest to that for me. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I have like an ideal vision of the type, but I honestly, I don't think he lives in Toronto. I think I need to go fucking on a surf
Nashville.
Trip in Nashville or go on a surf trip in Australia and like find some dreamy, I don't even know, guys.
Miles.
I don't know where this is going to happen. I also listened to a podcast today that explained, they're talking about auras. And I'm love like metaphysical blah, 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 blah. I just had a stroke. I love metaphysical.
Yeah, I watched it.
Physical, spiritual things. Like I love crystals. I love auras. I love meditation. I love psychics. Anyway, talking about auras and different color auras are different color personalities. I identify as a purple aura, so I'm very like, I'm kind of emotional, I'm spiritual, I'm creative, I don't like to be...
How do you find out your aura?
Well, I guess you can Google it.
I want to know mine.
We need to get our auras read, so that's something we... That, like, I was going to like tell you this on sidebar, but we need to go and get our auras read. And honestly, she made such a good point. They're like, you don't know what you want in life unless you actually know yourself. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know what fucking color is coming out of my surrounding body, so I need to know. I think I'm purple. I think you'd be a purple too. Maybe a green. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll Google it. You guys should Google it too. Let us know what color your aura is.
Yep.
And there's, and what she said, she's like, purples cannot date online because they are energy people. Like they need to meet you in person. And I,
IRL,
honestly,
IRL.
I'm an IRL girl. So I'm like, I honestly couldn't agree more. It never works out for me if I meet someone on a dating app. I have to meet you in person. That's why my past boyfriends have been like friends or friends of friends. So yeah, I'm going to have to like fucking stand on a street corner and wait for a man to walk by and try to talk to him. Or like, if any of you guys like know any hot single guys that are not sociopaths, holla.
Does that even exist anymore?
DM a sister.
All right, let's jump into.
Okay, yeah, so that's my life. And Danielle's bored of my story. And let's do some 411.
Quatre.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything. What are you guys listening to? What's the cool jams?
All right. So kicking off this week's 411. Twitter is back at it again with the sick bends.
For Twitter.
Honestly, I died. I was sitting in bed and then you sent me this tweet chain and yeah. I got a giggle, I must say. So, also learned a surprising fact that Miss Kim Kardashian eats at Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Which is, for those people who don't know what it is, because I didn't know what it was out there, it's a fast food chain in the States.
So when I first saw this, I thought it was about the Jack in the Box game. So I was like, oh, what's this? Oh, Oliver, we don't need to hear you.
Oliver, mommy's recording.
Yeah. Quiet on set, bitch.
Yeah, too bad.
Anyway, so I thought that they were talking about the game, and then Jack in the Box was like, we read this too fast.
And had a heart attack.
Yeah, we freaked out. I would have too. I'd be like, holy shit.
So funny. So can we pull up the tweet so we can read it out?
Yeah.
So basically, Kim Kardashian took to Twitter and called out the brand online, but she didn't tag them, which I thought was weird. Danielle, can you please read the tweet for us?
So she says, hey, Jack in the Box, I have a serious complaint, but I won't fully put you on blast. Check your corporate email inbox or send me a DM with direct person for my team to contact. Pronto.
L-O-L. Pronto.
Toot sweet.
So as I mentioned, she didn't even tag the brand, but she just kind of went to her millions of Twitter followers and went to complain on the most public forum you could do and called out this brand for something that happened. But the funny part is how fast all of the other fast food brands and toy brands and just brands in general kind of jumped on this and all kind of parodied it, which was so funny.
So Shake Shack replies with the eyeball emoji. Burger King, and then they do like the sound emoji. Jack in the Box to the principal's office. Dead. Steak'em, why are you going to Jack in the Box? LOL. Hooters, not a good day to be Jack. Wendy's, but like, who even goes there? Carl's Jr. Psalm 520, thou shall not
That's
go
your
to
kid's name, Palm.
Oh, Psalm. I think it said like Psalm.
Gosh.
I don't know. Thou shall not go to Jack in the Box.
Oh my goodness.
And then there was a couple more.
It just kind of went viral.
Yeah.
But even a lot of people are not thinking this is the most classy move. Miss Wendy Williams said on her show that
she needs to just stop.
LOL. But she called her and she's like, who the hell does Kim think she is? Wendy, she thinks she's Kim Kardashian. She thinks she runs this.
Literally.
Mother. But actually, a lot of celebs and a lot of her fans kind of went back to Kim and were like, what the hell? Like, don't throw them under the bus like this. Like, you could have handled this like in a more private matter. They said that in so many words. But so funny. And then at the end of the day, all was resolved. Kim, Jack in the Box, replied to Kim's tweet and customer satisfaction was served.
Yeah.
But what I also thought was really weird, like I had to read this a couple times because Kim replied to the viral chain being like, just to clarify, this is not about bad food. It was about something. Apparently she was in a location and didn't get recognized and she saw something that she thought would be concerning to the customers. But when I read that, I thought she was complaining because she didn't get recognized, period.
Yeah.
She's like, your staff didn't think I was famous and I'm mad. Like, what? You get free fries
because
you're Kimmy K? No. But after reading it a couple more times, apparently that's not what happened. But
yeah, no.
I don't know.
She, I think, observed something that she felt should be reported.
Okay, well, what a friggin' tattletale.
Anyway, so she's like, thank you at Jack Box for the quick response and handling the situation. And then someone was like, once again, at Checkers Rally, fall short. And then they're like, with what? A pithy comeback at a celeb successful resolution with a brand online in under 6 minutes. What the heck do you want out of us? They made a good for them. She is happy. The merciless, frothy hordes of brand Twitter are happy. Everyone is happy. It's over. Go home.
Oh my God. Once again, Twitter for the win.
Yeah.
Love a viral tweet.
I just love when the brands band together and just say funny stuff.
And they go in like character mode. Like,
yeah. Like Wendy's.
Jack in the Box to the principal's office.
It's just so funny. I love Twitter. It can either be so savage or it can be like such an amazing community.
But it's like those brands would have had to been on, like this happened at like a nighttime thing. Those brands would have had to been online and like to react that fast. Like props to all your summer interns, community management, and social media managers being on the ball.
No, it wasn't at night.
Everyone needs a freaking raise.
No, it wasn't at night.
What time is it at?
1:57 p.m.
Kim. Oh, so Kim K was going for a quick lunch at Jack in the Box.
And then Shake Shack responds later, like 5:51. And then it's, oh, actually, Hooters responded at 4:41.
Okay, never mind. Everyone's slow. Carl's Jr. responded. Fuck.
No, Wendy's responded like minutes later at 4:27. No,
Wendy's
hours.
For the win. Okay, well.
I'm confused.
Whatever. People responded. They were on the ball. It's not like you get like a news alert. So that means peeps are be creeping. Their hoot suite is on fleek.
Yeah.
Anyway,
on to the next.
Moving on.
All right, it's kind of a slow 411 week, so we're just going to jump into a little news clues.
News clues.
I'm Danielle Gauguin, here with your weekly news clues, where we talk news, fake news, debauchery, social media, and what's hot off the press.
Okay, guys, so full disclosure, you may or may not be a little bit upset by this story. I know I was.
Same.
So just be a little bit mindful. And apologies in advance if this affects you in any way. Okay, so apparently some woman in Virginia had her healthy dog euthanized as part of her will. So she passed away, and in her will, she wanted her dog to be buried with her. So the dog's name was Emma, and they euthanized the dog and then cremated the dog and then buried the dog with her.
Because the owner died.
Yes.
So how old is Emma?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, still.
She was healthy.
Still.
Shih Tzu mix.
Chesterfield this is so shelter. Frigged up. So lady dies. Lady puts in her will that she wants her dog to be with her. So makes people that are still on earth kill a dog so that the dog will be buried with her.
Like, so selfish and insane. I can't.
It's fucked up. It's fucked right up, lady. No.
So I guess after the woman had passed away, the dog was brought to an animal shelter on March 8th. And then...
Because she has no family?
Well, it must have been like a single old lady, right, with the dog. And then like once they found out that the lady was dead, they brought the dog to the shelter. And then on March 22nd, the executor of the owner's estate arrived at the shelter to retrieve the dog after being left with explicit instructions that the dog to be euthanized and laid to rest with the dead woman. So then I guess the shelter was like, we did suggest they could sign the dog over on numerous occasions because it's a dog. We could easily find a home and rehome. And I guess they were like, nope. They followed through with the will.
That's
insane. Like, why did the vet say yes? Like, people on Twitter are going crazy over this. They're like, the vet should lose its license for doing that. Like, you're killing an animal that has, like, good health and could have lived a long life.
It's disgusting. So, despite multiple pleas from the staff at the shelter to rehome the dog was reportedly taken to a local vet's office, euthanized, and the remains were cremated with the woman.
Yeah.
Police did know that the animal ended up being buried with its owner, but the legality of it is under Virginia law seems unlikely. So permitting the interment of a pet at the same grave crypt or niche as the remains of a human is prohibited under the VAC 4720, and no private company may engage in the business of crematory company in a commonwealth with first being issued license by the board. So this is an illegal act.
Yeah, so people in the comments are like, vet could have refused. More interesting is the ridiculous regulation that pets can't be buried with their owners. I wonder what the origin of the law. Someone wrong.
All of this is fucked. Like, so this is defying, like, well, weird legal rights for when you're
someone
dead. But who are these people?
Someone's, okay, keep in mind their username is conservative atheist.
Oh, God.
If it was a cow or chicken, nobody would care. And then okay, someone, that, what's your point? Someone, what part was confusing?
Oh, my goodness. People are going off in the comments. But
yeah,
this is
sad.
This is really sad.
I don't
understand how, like,
I don't know.
I feel like animal rights should have stepped in here and been like, no, this is a perfectly like healthy dog. Like, I feel like you can go, like, what's a lady going to do? Come to the shelter and fucking take her dog back and get mad? No, she's dead. Let her fucking dog live. Don't make it fucking end its life early to go. That's selfish on so many levels.
Someone was like, we kill millions of healthy pets every day. Hopefully this sparks a broader conversation around animal welfare and proactive population management.
That's so sad.
Someone else, the veterinarian that performed the euthanasia should lose any right to practice. It is unethical to kill a healthy animal.
But someone's saying that they do it all the time. So AKA maybe like that cows needs and to chickens be and pigs law. And
stuff, like for food. I don't know. I feel like dogs and cats and like house pets should be I know.
Opens up such like a big can of worms, but
I know.
This is disturbing and I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
How crazy are you allowed to go on your will? Like
someone's like, this is animal cruelty. Shame on those authorized and made this happen. Life means something. No, it says life means nothing to some. Seriously, though, some people are seriously fucked in the head.
Yeah, well, clearly. But then someone replies to her, like, have you ever had a hamburger or a chicken sandwich? They're yummy. Have you ever swatted a fly or a mosquito? They're all God's creations.
Honestly, like,
there's
no personal relationship with some of that. Like, to an extent, like I'm sure like a farmer might have a relationship with like his chickens and like whatever else, but that's not a farmer.
Okay.
What?
Best comment yet. This guy goes, I have a whole list of people I want to euthanize for my will.
Yeah.
Hero. Fucking
like, accurate as
Brian poop, Bishop but. For the win.
Okay, but listen, so I just feel like with a dog or a cat, you have like a personal relationship with these animals. Like they're your children in a sense. Like
yeah, so, but that's like this lady saying that when she dies, she wants all her kids to go with her so that doctors will have to euthanize her children so that they can all be together. No, I think the same, that's not right. That would be very illegal in animal human world, so I think the same should go with the animal world.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It's fucked up. Guys, if you're gone, your pet's going to a new home, okay? Let it live its life and be loved. Have you not seen the movie A Dog's Life? They have lots of their purpose is to be loved by people on earth and they get reincarnated. I don't know this for a fact, but like I believe in reincarnation and I think that's fucked. That's like people also taxidermy their animals too.
I can't.
If they took it to the shelter, I think it should have stayed at the shelter and they're gonna be like, oh, we can't find it. Sorry, like, what's she gonna do? Yell at them? She's dead. I'd risk ghost haunting for saving the life of a dog.
All right.
Like, what are they gonna do? Cuddle in the grave? No. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Okay, let's wrap. Oh my God.
Alrighty, so this week we decided to do something a little different and freshen it up a bit. We've been chatting with you guys for 17 episodes now, and we realized that we really haven't gotten really nitty gritty into our backgrounds and stuff like that. So we wanted to do a little segment called Getting to Know Ya, where we're going to interview each other and ask some dire, deep questions and, you know, really give you a chance to get to know us.
Yeah.
So let's fucking do it.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
All right, so up first this week is I, Sarah, interviewing the lovely Danielle Gogan.
Danielle, oh,
hi. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, anytime. Danielle, I'd love to get started by getting a little more of your background and your story.
Yeah.
What is your elevator pitch? Tell us about Danielle Gogan. Tell us about where you're from.
Yeah. So I kind of have this little like spiel that I give whenever
like an interview or something. Yeah. Okay.
So for example, I'm like going to an interview and they're like, so like, tell me
about yourself.
Yeah. And I'm like,
go.
Well, I'm from the East Coast. I'm from New Brunswick. I went to university in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I lived there for 5 years.
How was it growing up in the East Coast?
It was, I mean, I didn't love New Brunswick, but when I moved to Halifax, I liked it.
What is your fondest childhood memory?
Wait, I didn't even tell you my whole blurb.
We'll get back to it.
Okay.
I want to know about your childhood
memory. Oh, I don't know.
Like, did you live near the ocean?
Yeah. So we had our cottage, which is near the ocean. And then we had our house in the city. So like every summer.
How far away was it? Like
from my house or from the beach?
From your house to the cottage.
Like 35 minutes maybe.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So two houses.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. So I grew up at that cottage like. Literally every single summer I would just be there. Like it was like it got kind of crazy, like thinking of I know I'm not being like
in what way.
Okay, so we had this crazy slide that was full metal that would get like extremely hot in the summer.
Oh,
probably
yeah,
had like so many jagged edges, like ripping off our fucking skin, like
ow.
Well, like just dangerous stuff. I used to climb trees. Like I would climb trees to the tippy top of the tree and it would be like swaying back and forth.
Yeah.
And just like
I cannot picture you climbing
stuff.
A tree and I'm loving this.
I was like so wild. I used to run around naked all the time.
Now
like
that
I would just
not surprised about.
No, I'm just kidding. And then, hey. No, I would like really run around in the nude.
Can you clarify your age?
Like
in your nudist
3-4.
Okay, yeah.
Totally. Like a little BB.
Free the nipple.
Yeah.
Did anyone wear clothes when they were 3? I don't think
like
so.
I would take my diaper off and I would run up the road to the cottage and just leave my diaper on the side of the road.
Ventilation.
Yeah. And then there was like these twin guys that like lived across the street. I don't even remember what they looked like, but I would like go over there and like run around in the nude.
Were they nudists as well or just
no two? They were like old. They were like teenagers and I was like a kid. I was like and then they were like, Robert, Lori, your daughter's naked again.
Well,
like, hi.
Not
no, I probably couldn't even talk. I was like, goo goo gaga.
Oh my goodness, that's so fun.
Yeah, I don't know what my fondest memory is though. Like,
but were you like a tomboy as a child?
Or I went through phases.
Yeah,
like,
tell me more about your phases.
Def went through some phases. Like,
same.
I went through like a weird goth phase where I was like, wearing chokers and like baggy t-shirts, and then I went through, you know, my super girly phase. I've always been pretty girly, to be honest though. Like I loved Barbies, Bratz, Polly Pocket, you know, all that stuff.
So cute. And how many siblings do you have?
Two. I have two sisters.
Two sisters?
Yeah.
Older,
Char-Gwen.
Younger? Char-Gwen.
Yeah, she always gets a shout out.
Yeah, Char-Gwen is a big supporter of the Chick Chat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Char-Gwen. That's awesome. Any pets?
Well, we have Timmy Oliver. I grew up with a dog named Deef and then another dog named Rocky. And then we had another dog named Brandy. And then now...
She sounds like a pop singer.
Brandy. She was a brown boxer.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, she was urban.
Urban.
And then we have Zoe, who is a fatty, but I chose her.
In the litter?
Yeah, she's this white little cutie girl, and now she's just a fat plump.
Well, she's living her best life.
Like, well is fed. She, though? I feel like this is a dig at my mom and dad. Stop overfeeding the dog.
Well, they like to spoil it.
Yeah.
So you grew up in New Brunswick, moved to Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
You went to school in Halifax?
Yeah, and then I did psychology there. I did a major in psych and then a minor in English. And then I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And then I ended up doing a post grad in PR and communications.
What drew you to the PR world?
I feel like social media, beauty, fashion, lifestyle, that's always kind of been my vibe. And then I kind of was like, I don't want to work for the government or not for profit. I knew that being out in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick wasn't for me. So, you know, I felt like I had to make a move. And I came to Toronto after my schooling.
So you moved to Toronto at what age?
2015. I did an internship. And it was an unpaid internship.
Oh my
goodness. I moved here fully knowing barely anyone. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing. I found like an apartment on Kijiji with two other girls. Luckily, they were working in the same industry. One girl worked for like Elle magazine and the other girl worked for like another communications agency.
Sweet.
One girl was super weird. The other girl I got along with so well. I was like, this is sick. Like, we just would like derp around and like,
that's so fun.
Bitch about the industry.
Very lucky, too.
Yeah, it was sick. But then things did not take a turn for the best for me after that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So at the time, my dad was like doing his whole political stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like not having it with me. So he was like, you need to figure it out. And then So the PR company that I was working for, they ended up closing. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I just did an unpaid internship. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And my dad was like, get a job. And I was like, ah. So then I ended up going back to New Brunswick, like on a tear. Like, it was so psychotic. My parents were like, what the hell? And my mom was like crying, breaking out in hives and stuff.
Why?
Because I was like, you guys are fucking assholes. Like, you ruined my life. Yeah. I was just being a brat.
Yeah, seriously.
But anyway, and I ended up coming back and all is well.
And you made it happen.
Yeah.
You paid your own way.
Persistence.
That's good.
For real.
Good for you. So you've always been in the PR fashion world.
Yeah, except for now. Hospitality.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Hospitality is a fun world. What is your favorite, what was your favorite age so far?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, did you have any fun years in your 20s? Like,
I really liked being like a little kid.
Yeah, I know.
Running around, no responsibility, just playing Sims and my games stuff.
Those are the days.
Okay, you know what? I will say my undergrad was great because I had a lot of free time.
Oh, yeah. I loved
it. I just loved
it. Napped all the time.
But I did really like, I don't know, 12, 13, 14.
Oh.
Just for, like, being a kid.
Youth.
And I think when I was younger,
too. Did you do any, like, activities or anything growing up? Or in university? Any clubs?
Not in university. I was more of just, like, a party girl in university.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, I was a competitive swimmer.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So I swam all through, middle school and, high school a bit.
Wow.
And then I was in gymnastics when I was really young. And then...
Bless
you. Excuse me. I just sneezed.
Just did it again.
Ugh, we'll have to cut that part out.
With the allergies.
Oops. We'll cut that part out. Anyway, yeah, I was at gymnastics and soccer. I played soccer in high school.
Sporty, sporty spice.
Yeah, it's pretty sporty.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Danielle, what's your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink?
Pink.
Like what shade? Like, are we talking a fuchsia or like a millennial? No, like
millennial pink.
Oh, like baby pink.
I like it.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely could see that. Yeah. How would you describe your style? Fashion-wise.
Well, I definitely like a statement piece. So, I don't know, like my everyday look is like a high-waisted jean, mm-hmm. a nice flat, like I always wear a pointed shoe typically, like unless it's a sneaker, but yeah, pointed shoe always, like a pointed boot, and then like either like a turtleneck, a t-shirt. Typically I do wear form-fitting. Sometimes I'll wear looser fit clothes, but when I go out it's like statement, like leather legging, high-waisted, like a good top, like a fur piece.
Yeah,
like a,
you're pretty
really
chic,
bold,
you're
shoe.
Fashion, yeah, fashionable.
I would say that I'm pretty fashion forward, like I'm always looking online to see what the trends are. Like I'll wear like a really ripped jean with like a cool cropped top or something. Like I'm always kind of just trying to stay up to date with what's trendy, but I'm not so trendy that's like urban, or like I don't typically jump on the bandwagon when it comes to like one-off weird things that come back around. I'm like, no, I'm not getting on that. Okay. Like those little French hats, like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a beret or a paperboy hat?
I'm not about the beret.
What?
That's,
it's
like
summer.
That's like the hats that, no, not beret. What's the one that's like a gray hat that's like salt and pepper and like guys wear them, but you can see some girls wear them with like blazers?
Like a paperboy hat with like a...
Yeah, with a little...
I don't know, but it sounds offensive. And
yeah, I'm not into
it. I
want
to see anyone wear that anyway.
Not into it. I don't like
what
that.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Oh, this... So... I think be more interesting. Sorry, no, it's be more interested than interesting.
I like it.
Yeah. So it's like listen more, talk less.
What is a secret talent or skill you have that you don't obviously flaunt all the time?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I have any.
I'd say your driving, your NASCAR driving is a pretty good one.
Yeah, that is true.
Your Tokyo drifting.
That's not like a secret skill.
I mean, not a lot of people would like know that.
But that's not even like a skill. Well, I'm just like a psychotic driver.
For you to like show up alive every day is pretty skillful.
Hey, I don't drive every day. Okay, you know what a secret skill of mine is? Is that I'm late for everything.
That's not a skill.
That's a fault.
Fact. Yeah. So yeah, what would you say your fault is, that you're late?
I'm so not punctual.
I know, I have that issue too.
I hate it.
It's hard.
Yeah. Maybe my secret skill is that I could sleep all day if I wanted.
You're a sloth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the good genes of being We're able sleeping. To sleep.
Yeah. I love a nap. Love sleep. What is your favorite travel destination?
I loved Greece so much. I want to go back. I really liked Italy. I don't know. I think it's definitely Greece.
If you were trapped on a desert island, what were three things you would bring?
This is tough. A tent, a cell phone.
Okay.
Hopefully I would get service.
Yeah, hopefully.
And a life and supply of food.
Oh, that's good.
Very I don't
important.
Know.
Yeah.
Shelter, someone save me and give me the food.
Fair. Gotta be have a food.
Yeah.
Gotta have a food.
Because I would not be hunting. And hopefully none of the animals would come find my food and eat it all.
Yeah, that would be shit. Well, you're a desert island, so I don't know. Maybe they don't like it. Mm-hmm. What is something that you want to be known for?
Definitely fashionable. Mm-hmm. Funny, maybe? Confident. Quick-witted. I don't know. I think that's...
What is something in life that you're not doing right now that you wish you were?
I don't know. Traveling more, maybe? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think...
That's a good one.
And then maybe focusing more on my mental health, just getting more... I don't know. That, and then also maybe focusing more on my skincare.
Okay.
So skincare, health, like all around, I think I should be taking care of myself a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then traveling more.
Important. Very important. Mm-hmm. Who's your celebrity crush?
I really like Kourtney Kardashian only because I find her style so man. Great. What?
A man.
Oh, a celebrity crush. Never mind. Who's my celebrity crush? Maybe. Chris Hemsworth. I like Chris Hemsworth.
Blondies?
Or maybe, what's the guy's name who played the guy with the mask? Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
I like Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. We like
Tom Hardy.
What is the stupidest thing you've ever done for love?
Like, show up at their house and chase them? Like a psycho?
Dead.
It's like every weekend?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Show up unannounced. It's just like...
What is something you would do career-wise if you weren't doing what you're doing now? What's like another dream career you'd rather have?
Cosmetics, for sure.
Like makeup artist or...
No, I think I wouldn't mind doing marketing and PR and stuff for a beauty brand. I definitely would do that. But I think if I could go back in time, I would study science and become like a dermatologist and be like a nurse injector and then like know all about skin. I'm super passionate about that.
Yeah.
Or like have my own skincare brand. Like make my own.
I like it.
Yeah.
Very ambitious.
Yeah.
If you could be friends with one celebrity, which one would it be?
Okay, well, back to my previous thing.
Kourtney?
Well, you know what? Jennifer Lawrence would be really fun to hang out with, I think. Oh, yeah.
J-Law would be epic.
I think she'd be really fun.
Yeah, she'd be a really fun friend to have.
Mm-hmm. I like her.
What is something that... you never want people to know about you?
Why would I tell you on this podcast?
Because I want to expose you.
Yeah, well...
I'm panicking.
Nothing. I'm not answering. Next question. Please.
What's your fate? What's your guilty pleasure?
Sims.
The Sims?
Yeah.
That's so funny. You still play it?
Hell yeah, I do.
Oh my God. How? Is it an app now? Have they evolved?
Yeah, so
I remember, like, you just, like, put... I'd have to put, like, a CD-ROM into my computer drive, and it would be like... That's the last time I played a computer game.
It, like, made my PC.
Yeah.
No, so it's through this thing called Origin. You don't need a disc. You download it,
and you're torrenting video games?
No, I fully pay for them. I almost have all of the expansion packs of Sims
I'm
4.
Crying. That's so funny. So what do? Like, you just build little villages?
No, usually I make a girl who's like an extension me.
You just play digital Danielle?
Yeah.
And oh my God.
People are like, why are you doing this? You could literally just live your own life and do this. I'm like, it's not.
That's very funny.
And usually, Oliver's been a Sim. And
oh,
I've
my God.
Named him
Am
Timmy.
Am I in a Sim?
No, it's just me.
Okay, true.
But I can make you.
Yeah.
And I can make you a celebrity. I have the newest Sims famous one, so I can make you as, like...
This sounds like the Kardashian app.
No, it's just...
Oh, okay.
Different.
What is your favorite emoji?
My favorite emoji is probably, like, the eye roll emoji or, like...
Something sassy, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
Movie? Oh, these are hard questions.
I know.
What is my favorite movie? I don't know.
You don't know? Pass?
No! Give me a second. I'm panicking. Favorite movie. What's a movie that I really liked? I don't know.
Pass. We'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll pass.
Come back.
Coffee or tea?
I love tea, but probably coffee.
Okay. Are you a morning or night person?
Night owl, 100%. Like, hands down. No questions asked.
What is your dream nighttime scenario? Like, is it like a dinner and drinks? Is it like Netflix on the couch? Is it going away? Like,
honestly, it really depends on my mood, but I really sometimes just like vegging out, watching shows, watching a movie, eating good food, having wine at home. But then sometimes I do really like getting dolled up and going out and having wine and tapas.
Tapas.
Yes.
Love a small food.
Yes.
So funny. What's your favorite season?
Summer.
Summer?
Yeah.
You're a summer girl?
Yeah.
So you like warm weather.
Yeah. But I do like in the winter when I'm like in, you know? It's like cozy.
I know.
It's snowing outside. I do like that.
Hibernate a bit.
Yeah. I like a hibernation.
Totally. If you won the lottery, what is the first thing you'd buy or first thing you'd do?
Pay off my loans. But then I would get a new car because mine is freaking old. And then I'd probably buy a property.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who is your role model or someone you look up to?
Boomy.
So who's Boomy?
Boomy is the VP of NKPR, a PR agency that I used to work for. So I was reporting into her when I was working for them doing their social media. She's just such a smart, funny woman, and I really, really value her insight on life.
Amazing.
And work. She's just smart. That's, yeah.
The Boomster.
Boom, boom, tunes.
She's badass. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's lucky to have her as a mentor, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that are on your bucket list?
I want to go to so many different places. So I want to go, I think it's Utah. So basically anywhere that they've gone on Revolve Around the World, like hashtag Revolve Around the World.
Crying.
So Utah, I want to go to definitely like Switzerland, more places in Europe for sure. Definitely the Maldives. Definitely want to go to Turks and Caicos. Just do all the travel.
Love it.
What else is on my bucket list? Buy a new car. You know.
Yep. What was your favorite subject in school?
Ugh. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
This could be like elementary, could be like university, could be anything.
There was one course I had. Oh, you know, okay. So I had a couple courses that I liked. So there was one course that I took in university. It was like reading film. So it was like all about movies, like old movies. So it was like studying these films and then like doing a recap on it. So that was kind of a fun like bird course for me. I'd studied sexual behavior. Ooh. So that was fun. So then I did sexual behavior and then advanced sexual behavior, which was actually pretty fucking intense.
Was it like practical stuff or like theory?
Like all theory.
Yikes.
Yeah. It was a lot. But anyway, learned all about the sexual behaviors of the humans. What else did I like? Oh, art. Art was one of my faves. And gym.
Yeah.
100%.
Love gym.
Yeah. But art for sure. I loved art.
What's your favorite?
Except for the teacher. He was a fucking idiot.
Dude. What was your favorite kind of workout? Are you a yoga girl? Do you like to run?
So I've got my little diverse things that I like. So I live for Studio Legree, live for a Pilates. Mm-hmm. I don't like long workouts, like a 45-minute, 50-minute class. That's my jam. Mm-hmm. When it gets to a 60-minute mark, I'm like, okay, that's too fucking long. And I find myself checking the clock way too much.
Yep.
I do love that new Dropbox place. Loving it. That's what it's called, Dropbox.
Yep.
Yeah, so like boxing, kickboxing, Pilates. I'll mix it up with like some spin here and there. I do like Spinco, but yep. I find it's getting like really pretentious. So I'm like, next. Oh, well. What else do I like? Oh, Bolo. I love Bolo. They're good. Like the hot Tabata classes are sick. And then like Bosu, TRX workout.
Like, really, like HIIT classes.
Like, yeah. Like I like a hard 45-minute workout and then I'm like, okay, next. Now I can go live my life and be a sloth.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Work hard, rest hard.
Yeah.
Love. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Pet peeve. I don't know if this is a pet peeve, but this is something that I don't like. It's negative reinforcement, like negative feedback when it comes to like advice. I don't resonate with negative advice. You know what I mean? Like someone putting you down to try and like inspire you to be better. That's not my vibe.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like it either. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Ooh. I think I'd be invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I could like spy on so much.
Oh yeah, totally. I'd be invisibility lurking. Cloak.
Invisibility cloak.
What was your email address or AMI name when you were younger?
I can't tell you.
You have to?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, this is not.
Why? It's embarrassing.
Super bad.
Ooh, is it like slutty? You're one of those, eh?
It wasn't even. It was like very innocent, but it came out
slay?
No, it was just like, oh.
Say it.
It was chocolate_lover.
What in the fuck? Oh my god. But you literally just meant it like, I like chocolate.
Literally, and people are like, hey, like chocolate lover. I'm like, fuck you. God, like in high school and shit.
Actually amazing.
I'm like,
that's so fucking funny. Oh my god. I'm so glad I asked that. Do you have a go-to dish that you can cook?
Yeah. So some of my easy ones that I like to do is like a zucchini squash. No. That's not pasta. What I wanted to say.
Okay.
I'm not answering these questions well at all.
Yeah, but it's good because I'm putting you on the spot. Okay, so some
of my go-tos are definitely a spaghetti squash with like a turkey, ground turkey sauce. I also will do a spiralized zucchini with maybe like a pesto or another sauce. Yeah. I'm big on like the pasta reinvented because I try not to eat too many carbs throughout the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeping it lean.
I try to, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, those are probably my go-to.
What's your biggest pet peeve about modern dating?
I don't know. Like, what does that mean?
Like, the dating scene right now and, like, how things have changed from... Like, even, it's so different from even our parents. Like, you'd have to pick up the landline and call each other and, like...
Oh, I know what my favorite, or I mean my biggest pet peeve is.
What?
I think it's just ghosting. I think it's so fucking rude.
It's so easy to do and it's so rude.
Yeah, agreed.
I agree, for sure. If you were free to murder one person without getting punished, would you?
Yeah, 100% I would.
Do you have a long list or just a couple people?
Definitely like 10 peeps maybe, 5 peeps, 5, 10.
Would you rather be hideous or illiterate?
Illiterate.
Dead. Have you ever had your heart broken?
Of course.
A lot? A
couple times.
How many times have you been in love?
Maybe like once.
Once?
Yeah.
Like real, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. This is so funny. Do you believe in aliens?
100% I do.
Do you believe in magic?
Yeah. Do you believe in magic?
What's the earliest memory you have of your life?
Let me think. I don't know. I feel like I'm biased because I've seen so many like home videos like of me as a child. So I'm
but like
thinking
when you see them, do they like actually bring up the memory in your head?
No. So I'm trying to think. Maybe one of my earliest memories would be driving around in one of those remote cars. You know what I mean? Like those remote, not remote control, but it's battery operated cars just around my cottage. Just climbing trees, running around naked, picking blueberries in the fields.
That sounds so funny.
Yeah.
So cute. What is your astrological sign?
I'm a Pisces, y'all.
What's that mean?
I'm sensitive, loving, caring, creative, intuitive. I'm psychic.
This is 30 minutes long.
Consider yourself spontaneous or a planner?
I'm definitely spontaneous. I'm impulsive. I just do it.
Are you a free spirit or are you more regimented and
I like routine. I definitely like routine. I get anxious. So yeah, I think I'd like a routine.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up real soon. Yeah. I'm going to finish it
bored.
Off. What is the worst job you've ever had?
No. The worst job I've ever had was probably at Staples, my first job ever.
You were at Staples?
13 or 14. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I was like so young.
What, sorting pens?
No, I was cashier.
Okay, yeah.
Well, actually, I was working the floor, putting stuff away. And it was horrible. And then they were like, you need to wear black pants, black jeans, and this red t-shirt top. And then I went and got out like new black Pumas just for the job.
Nice.
So terrible. And like my black jeans were from Garage. And they fired me after 2 weeks because I kept fucking up and not understanding how to use the cash properly.
They fired you?
Yeah. They're like, we just think you're too young. Like,
oh my God.
I was like, I'm 13. That's so funny. I am too fucking young.
Yeah, it's youthful.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and finally, what is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear. I hate spiders. I hate bugs.
Yeah.
But like on a bigger biggest fear thing, I don't know, like my parents passing away. I don't want to say it, but. And I know it's a reality, but I think that's something that I'm scared about.
Aww.
Yeah.
What's that?
Or Timmy passing away.
Oh, no, Tim.
Timmy.
Well, you can just fucking euthanize him and bring him with you or stuff him.
I'll clone them. Clone them.
Clone him.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that was a very long Q&A session.
I hope answers were good. I'm honestly
everything about
like
Danielle's life. I think they were great.
Really? I kind of feel like a dumas.
Well, let's listen back and we'll see.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Getting to Know You. I'm up next week and
yeah,
I'm really scared.
You should be, because I'm going to be preparing all week for
I'm terrified.
Deepest fuka questions.
Well, I'm going to go home and quiz my mom about my childhood. So
yeah, I was not prepared for these questions, let me tell you.
Well, that's the fun of it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that time of day.
We end in this?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the Chick Chat podcast. We love ya. Please DM us what you like us questions in. DM us some questions and Danielle will ask them to us and I'll ask them to her. You'll get to know. Anything else you want to fucking know?
I don't think. Well, there's probably a lot they want to know. Like, comment, subscribe at the Chick Chat Podcast.
Love ya. Bye. Take a care.